Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. Hope you're all doing amazing. Last week was a little bit chaotic, I can't lie. I was very up and down. And you know what, like, I think that is such a big part of Miracle Mindsets. Like, I'd never want to pretend that everything's all good. Like, this is obviously a motivational podcast, self-development. Like, most of the time I'm teaching you something or sharing something. But I just think there is an element where, like, we've got to be real. And I've moved to Australia, and I think as well as being many highs and being like, oh my God, this is the right place for me, there's also feelings of like, what the actual fuck am I doing? Like, nothing set up. And so, yeah, I just wanted to document it really and just like show you that Instagram can look so polished. Like, it's rained half the time. And yeah, like, the rental market out here is crazy. Job market's crazy. Like, there's just little things that obviously when you're thinking, you're watching someone else live an amazing kind of life, like, it's just things that they probably don't really say. So I just wanted to just to clarify that. But I'm definitely a little bit more down to earth now. I feel like a little bit of a hippie, to be fair, guys. Since that podcast, we hired a camper van, so it was a fucking dollar a day, but it wasn't really a dollar a day because basically, we drove from Brisbane to the Gold Coast, all guns blazing, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed. To be fair, the camper van that we got given was unreal. Like, double bed in the back, cooking hob, like, TV. It was actually sick. It wasn't really hippie, to be fair. It was sick, but we got to the Gold Coast, like, had a lovely night. Bottle of red on Surfers Paradise, went to the casino, won $275. And genuinely, guys, I would recommend, I'm not promoting gambling, but it's such a fun little date night to, like, go to the casino, both have $100 or £50, like, 25 each, and just see where you get with it. You gotta be in the race, baby, but not promoting gambling. but yeah, so after that, we was like, right, where should we park up? Like, started to do my little research, and it's illegal to park on roads. And I was like, shit, like, what are we gonna do? Tried to put the aircon on, has to be plugged in. I was like, the fucking camper van needs to be plugged in. So essentially, we were on a random person's road, essentially, literally like pulled the curtains to and was like, right, night, couldn't make any noise. It was actually 35 degrees in there. Like, it was just ridiculous. We were like, this is not the camping life we thought we'd have. I was actually shitting myself the whole night thinking the police are going to knock on the door, and I'd literally come up dribbling like, sorry, police officers, what are you doing? So yeah, wasn't a vibe, but we were ill prepared. We just thought, you know, just going to go on the road, see what happens. So yeah, we then headed to Byron Bay, went to a place called Nimbin, which is so, like, it's meant to be one of the most, like, hippie, maybe not spiritual, but very hippie, like, places in Australia. Like, apparently back in, like, the good old days, they had, like, mad trippy, it's just very trippy, basically. So we went through there, and then parked up in this random town, but it was just so lovely. We actually got on a camping spot, like, camping site, and plugged in, and there was aircon, and we just sat and talked shit and watched a film. It was so, so nice. And then the final day, guys, get this. So I literally said on this road trip, I was like, I really want to go to Hunter Valley. Like, Hunter Valley is obviously an unreal wine region in Australia that does incredible red wine, and I was like, I really want to go to Hunter Valley. And then I couldn't find any camping spots. Like, some of them are in the weirdest areas as well. Couldn't find a camping spot anywhere. Everywhere I was ringing, tried a different website, and the only thing that was available was a spot at a vineyard for our camper van. And we were like, oh my God, as if, like, that is unreal. So got there, kangaroos hopping around, went, got a charcuterie board, like, bet, like, guys, cheese and wine, and there was one piece of cheese on it. I was like, She got a bit shy with the cheese. But yeah, I had a lovely bottle of wine. The stargazing was incredible. Like, it was so lovely. It's like what you'd want from a camping trip. And then we finally got to Sydney. And yeah, it's just been so lovely. But on the road trip, like, I feel like we've had like a lot of time to just think. And I actually got the inspiration for this podcast today. So when I've been thinking about what I've learned recently, it's been a lot about feminine energy and the difference between like having faith that things will work out and like being open to receiving, like being open to like put in a little bit of work and ask the universe what you want, but really not having to control everything. Like, I think as a person, I used to be someone that needed to know, needed to have control over the situation and put so much expectation on how things should be, like what the perfect job would be, what the perfect house would be, what I want in my friendships. And whilst that's a big part of manifesting, like getting clear on what you want, I think that like it's so much more fun and so much more aligned to let the universe figure the rest out for you. Like, be a bit vague with what you want. So I think I told you last week about the social media job coming to me literally. Like, I've not applied for it. Like, it literally came to me. I start on Tuesday. But I on the offhand, on the other hand, basically, the apartment that we wanted to get has fell through. And so I started finding myself like frantically scrolling through Facebook thinking, oh my God, there's nothing, you know, the rental market's crazy here, which I do keep saying, but I'm fe you feel resistance. Like, you know what you're attracting by how you feel. So the when you're feeling anxiety towards something, strong emotions towards something, worry, fear, whatever it may be, like that is showing you where you're vibrating and how much you're aligning to what you want. And like those add into the resistance. So the more that you worry about things, like for example last week about my body, like worrying about how my body looks and how I feel, worrying about the future, worrying about like jobs and apartments and things, the more you're just gonna add to the resistance. Whereas if you start to change your thoughts a little bit, like I think as well, like traveling and being with someone, they can pick up on the things that you're saying. And like I've been told, like, wow, you need to stop worrying. And obviously I try and practice mindfulness, and so I think it's really important that when you feel resistance, shift your path and shift your direction and be more in your feminine energy. Like, I think so much of the amazing manifestations and things that I've manifested have come from releasing control and sitting back. And I think it can help you so much with the worrying. And some people may call it fucking delulu, but there is so much validity to just actually sitting back and being like, right, we've used this analogy quite a lot on this trip, but basically, there's a massive fuck off spider in Hunter Valley, and I was like, you know what, we need to think like a spider. Like, we've woven the web, we've put our thoughts out there, we've inquired about loads of different things. Like, let's see what sticks, let's see what comes back, and not worry about it. Because the thing is, you worrying about things you can't control takes away from the fun of life. Like, so much you can worry about. Say this doesn't work out, say we don't find a place, or you can get so excited and be thinking about the place and be buying for it. Like, even on Monday, we're gonna go and buy clothes for work. Obviously, I have a job right now, but Callum doesn't. So he's gonna buy a top for work and buy things for work because he knows that a job is coming. And like getting excited for it and getting excited for the money that's in the bank and what you're going to do with that money is so much more productive and is going to align you and is going to make you feel good, which is going to in turn bring what you want towards you faster. And it makes things just a little bit more exciting. So definitely, if you have trouble sitting with your feminine energy and embracing the fact that things will unfold how they're meant to unfold, and if you don't put expectations on things, like for example with the road trip and with that camper van, like we had such an expectation of like it being air conned and cool and all this, so when it happened and it was just like 40 degrees in there. We were sat on someone's curb. Like, we weren't happy because we expected it to be different. But when you just, like, release all the expectation of how things are meant to look and trust that whatever unfolds will be for you and will be better for you, like, instead of trying to control the situation, letting the situation be and getting excited about what's to come and letting go of the control and expectation is just so much more powerful. So, yeah, so if you do struggle getting in your feminine energy, I definitely think that you need to disconnect from, like, social media and get out in nature more. I think, like, spending time on your own and being in nature and connecting to your body, like meditations and yoga, and really feeling into your body, like doing a body scan, which I've done at a lot of workshops, can just help you feel more into your body. And when you're hearing the monkey mind, like race or maybe worrying thoughts, like really just slowing down and thinking, like, is this serving me right now? Like, is this what I genuinely need to be thinking about? And yeah, just receiving things and not forcing things. Basically, with this job, I didn't hear from the guy in like 5 days. And I was like messaging him and I was like, you know what, if this job isn't meant for me, like that's okay. Like, something better will come along. And as soon as I shifted that mindset and just like thought, right, I probably don't have the job, he messaged and he's like, right, you're starting on Tuesday. So don't force things, like don't force the hand that is being dealt to you. Like, just trust that whatever you get dealt is what is right for you. And so many people message on Miracle Minds, it's like, I've got an interview for this job, like I really, really hope I get it. You know, if you do get it, amazing, but if not, something better is around the corner. And when you can keep that mindset, it's when you break away from that mindset and start to think that things aren't available to you, is when you start to see a little bit of struggle in your life or resistance. And it was actually funny, I got my hair coloured the other day, and the lady who was doing my hair was, like, basically she had her own business, she had her own hair salon and things, and listened to Francesca Amber, who obviously we follow in things, and she was saying that when you feel resistance, just change the course. Like, when you're banging your head against a wall constantly and nothing's changing and it doesn't feel good, like, it's probably the wrong direction, and all you need to do is shift it. Like, I'll never forget the quote on You're a Badass, that, like, when you realise things aren't that hard, everything becomes easy. Like, when you realize that it's easy and you're saying to yourself, I'm blessed, this is easy, life is good, I'm grateful, like every day on this road trip of me, Callum, do is gratitude. But yeah, just when things aren't planned, the best times of my life and things that have worked out for me how they're meant to, and like spontaneous things and new jobs and new people have all came from things or events that haven't been planned. Randomness and simplicity is such an exciting thing, and change is also a very exciting thing. So I hope that no matter what, if you've related this to a circumstance, whether it's like you're feeling resistance towards your body, for example, like I was last week, or you're needing a little bit of change, like maybe sink into your feminine energy a little bit more and think about what you want, and keep that channel of thinking about what you want but not feeling like you need to hustle and everything is hard work. Like, I think that is such a mindset that we need to get rid of, that like things are hard work, you need to work really hard for it, because no, like the right things for you will naturally and easily and effortlessly flow into your life. And yeah, it might be hard at times and challenging, welcome them. But if things are feeling difficult and hard and not very good, that is when you know that you're in resistance, and all you need to do is simply change the lens. And I'll leave you with a little bit of a message that I listened to in a podcast that my friend sent me the other day. In order to have a better view, maybe you need to wipe your glasses. So in order for you to get in a little bit of a better place, if mentally you're not feeling that good right now, if you want to change your habits, if you want to, you know, feel more gratitude for the life that you're living currently, to then get a better life, because remember that the more gratitude you feel, the more blessings you have to count. Maybe you just need to wipe the lenses off your glasses and see the blessings that are already happening, or the progress that you're already making, or the messages that you already sent. And when I was saying the analogy about the spider before, like weaving your web and like putting, doing the work, like putting things out there, and just seeing what kind of comes back. Like, do that with anything. Like, message someone on LinkedIn if you really want a job. Like, I think a big thing is who, like, reaching out to people and just seeing what happens. So yeah, like, if you're wanting a new job, like, reach out to people on LinkedIn or people that work there. If you're wanting new friends, like, my friends are going to, like, Liverpool walking clubs at the minute. Like, there's always options for you to put yourself out there, for you to shoot your shot, and then just sit in your feminine and see what comes back to you, because you're only one decision away from a different life, different habits, different choices. Remember that. But yeah, I hope this has been a little bit of a motivational one. Love you all, and I'll see you next week.